High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 WIRI, where we have the championship game of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic coming your way between the Port Edwards Blackhawks and the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons. Everybody, my name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action tonight, as these are two teams that look to factor into a long season and a long playoff run, and they're really no strangers to each other, I should say, as they have had many good games over the past season, whether it's in the playoffs, here at the Cranberry Classic, wherever they meet, it's usually a very good contest, as this is the final game of the tournament that started yesterday in both boys and girls divisions, and then is concluding today, as I said, at the end of this game. We'll go over the recap of what all has transpired over the past 2 days as we work up to the tip-off of tonight's contest. So with that, going to take a quick step out, and we will continue the pregame show here on 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
It's that time of year again. Time to find that special gift for that special person in your life. Try finding that one-of-a-kind gift at the Love It Again Thrift Store. When you purchase items from the Love It Again Thrift Store, you are supporting the awesome programs that Love, Inc. brings to our community. So stop by the Love It Again Thrift Store on 12th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, for that one-of-a-kind gift for that one-of-a-kind person in your life.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
About 5.5 minutes remain before the start of this championship game between the Blackhawks and the Dons. But we'll take you through the previous games over yesterday and earlier today. We'll start in the girls' division, where opening things up in varsity play, Nakusa took on Pittsville, and that was a rough day for the Papermakers as they were outscored 46-7 in the first half as the Panthers punched their ticket to the championship game, 61-13. And then they were awaiting the winner of the next game, which was the Assumption Royals, one of the teams that looks to really factor into things in Division 5 this year as they took on Columbus Catholic. It was a bit closer game in the first half than many maybe have expected. Even myself, I'll throw that in there, as the Royals held just a 25-18 lead at the break. But in the second half, they poured it on as they were able to earn a 66-31 victory, punching their ticket to the championship game this early afternoon. Now this morning, they had the consolation game that was being played, and that was the Papermakers against the Dons, and Nakusa scored first. They got a couple free throws in early, but they struggled mightily from the field. Boy, did they struggle as they were down 25-6 at the break, and they ended up losing 51-11. But those struggles on the field, you could really tell as looking back at the stat sheet, they only made one shot from the floor. The rest was all free throws. So that was en route to a very decisive win by the Dons as they were led in scoring by 16 points by Sophia Wilczek to lead the Dons' effort. Now then we get into the championship game between two teams that want to factor into that playoff equation in Division 5, where you had the Royals and Panthers, who are potential sectional opponents. And it was all Royals. They held a 33-23 lead at the intermission and then really clamped down on defense to earn the 71-45 victory over the Panthers. Royals, boy, were they dangerous from long range. Jordan Jaglinski, she connected on six of the 11 for the Royals in the game as she led all scorers with 23 points to help the Royals claim, I believe, their fourth straight Cranberry Classic crown in the girls' division. Yesterday, in boys' play, we had some pretty good games as well as things got started off. When Port Edwards, they took on Nakusa, and they held a 27-21 lead at the half and went on for the 59-40 victory. They were led by Brandon Beck, as the senior from Port Edwards had 30 points in the night, but most notably, he eclipsed the 1,000-point plateau in his career and is now looking to move his name right up along the scoring standings of program history as he helped the Papermaker or the Blackhawks advance to the championship game. Then that was the nightcap. Assumption Royals, Columbus Dons. The defending five, state champion Columbus Dons, and totally new look as they lost their top five leading scorers from the year prior. Boy, they still looked very good as they held a 16-13 lead in a very surprising defensive struggle early on in that first game, or in that game, I should say, and then things just kind of went the Dons' way as the Royals kind of struggled at times scoring. They would go through some droughts, and that really was their undoing as the Dons pulled off a 48-44 victory. So now we moved in today, where the game prior just got done a few moments ago. The Assumption Royals took on the Nakusa Papermakers, and that was, unfortunately for the Royals, more of the same as they struggled mightily to start both halves on offense as they trailed, still respectable, 24-21 at the break, but it was the Papermakers who really established a very strong inside game as they were led by Fran Vega with 15 points, and then off the bench, Finley Kretschmar with 14, as they were able to negate the 25-point effort by JT Schlafer for the Royals as they earned the 59-47 win. Now that all culminates now as the Blackhawks take on the Dons. The Dons, boy, they have an opportunity to win, I believe, their fifth straight Cranberry Classic title. They've won it ever since 2019 when they lost that championship game to the Port Edwards Blackhawks. So you have essentially the last two winners of the boys' division squaring up tonight, and they will settle things here in about 30 seconds as we will be getting to action here as we, again, conclude the 40th annual Cranberry Classic. So with that, we're going to quick take a step out. We'll be back here just in a moment as we have the team introductions here on 105.5 WIRI.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Don't let that music fool you, as the crowd is ready for the championship game. It's really excited, ready to go, as the Blackhawks are just about to tip off with these Dons as we toss the ball, and we are underway. Ball's controlled by Port Edwards, won by Brandon Beck, as he is one of the five starters tonight. Brandon Beck, Max Michaels, Josh Tranel, Eric Andreessen, and Sam Martinson for the Blackhawks, as they are wearing their road uniforms, black with orange letters, numbers, and trim, as we have our first jump ball of the night, as that will flip the possession arrow to the guests, I believe, as that will be who the Dons are. So that's first official turnover. As the Dons are underway, they're wearing their home white uniforms, dark blue trim with dark blue letters and numbers, as shot on the way from the left wing. No good. Pulled down by Martinson, as Blackhawks back going on the attack. Mac Konichny is the starter, one of the starters for the Dons. As then we have Cole Wallace, Ben Weiland, Caleb Hilgeman, and Sam Dumbs. Both teams kind of feeling each other out, slashing through the lane as Tranel hits the bottom of the rim, pulled down again by Caleb Hilgeman. And the Dons back in business, down low, Dumbs out to the side. Wallace, three-bomb on the way, no good. Pulled down by Hilgeman. Back to Konichny. Hilgeman down along the baseline as he thinks better of it. Dribbles back beyond the arc. Konichny with it. Mac goes into the paint. Bowles back out. Goes back to Mac along the baseline. Deflection on the shot attempt by Hilgeman, as the Dons still just moving the ball around, really trying to get into a rhythm here as we move right on along through this first half. No score, 16-15 left to go, as the ball's being batted around, goes over the rim about four times on a kind of a jump ball situation. Port comes away with it, and Tranel loses the handle on it. Don's on the attack, up, pass up, off the backboard and in. Ben Weiland, he gives the Dons the first lead of the game at 2-0. 15-50 left to go in this first half. Tranel has it top of the key, past the left side. Beck, he thought about three. Konichny guarding very close. That's going to be one of the keys to guarding against Port Edwards this year, is how well you can really slow down Beck and Tranel, as we got a whistle, as there is a injury, it looks like, for Tranel, as he's grimacing in pain. He's coming up off the floor, and he's going right back to the locker room. Not sure exactly what happened, but in comes Colby Grendon, another senior for the Blackhawks. Keep you posted on what's going on with Tranel. Inbound to Beck, and Beck stops, and then he moves, but he forgets to dribble on that time frame, as there's your third turnover of the game against the Blackhawks. So, 2-0, Dons over the Blackhawks, 15 and a half to go in the first half. kind of a slow-paced game to this point. Both teams really feeling things out as Konechny on the left side gets the ball back. Pass down low against Hilgeman. Hilgeman, baseline. Trap attempt there by the Blackhawks. No avail. And here we keep going. 15 minutes left. Pass down low. That's down to Dooms. Pass down. Weiland out to Konechny. Cross the way to Weiland. Back to Weiland as there's a little bit of a trip there. Feet got tangled up by Michaels and Wallace, but that's going to be a whistle on Michaels. So that's the first foul of the game. First foul on Michaels as we progress under 15 minutes to go in this first half. Wallace pass across the way to Weiland as the Dons really being deliberate in what they want to do. And Tranel is back. Go ready to go back in. No idea what was going on, but good to see him back. And I know he's chomping at the bit to come back into this game. As we got 14 and a half to go. It's 2-0 lead. Dons working down into the paint is Hilgeman. No good. Rebound by Beck. And the Blackhawks charge down the field or down the court. Three bomb on the way. Just a little bit short by Beck. And down come the Dons. Cross the timeline is Weiland as we get closer to 14 minutes left in this first half. Again, thanks for joining us today at the championship game of the 40th Annual Cranberry Classic. And there's a whistle as Caleb Hilgeman was going to the rack, and he was harmed by Sam Martinson. So that's second foul for the Blackhawks. First for Martinson, and it's going to be shooting two for Caleb Hilgeman. Hilgeman had a nice night last night. Hilgeman scored 3 points. The leading scorer, of course, was Carter Summer off the bench. So first free throw attempt up. No good. So he gets one more chance at it to extend the lead to 3-0. Dons over the Blackhawks. It's up, and it's good. So now we've got a 3-0 Columbus lead with 14 minutes left to go in this first half. Dons applying full court pressure. Inbounds from Tranel to Michaels. Now they back out of it a little bit. Some token man-man pressure. Three quarters court. Tranel gets it up into left wing for Michaels. Three bomb on the way. Short. Rebound by Grondin. And he goes to pass it out. And it's intercepted by the Dons. Dons get the ball as that's another turnover. And the Dons get the ball back in the offensive zone. Konechny left side as he passes up to the top of the key there for Wallace. Weiland back to Wallace. Wallace takes step in the three-point line. Three bomb on the way. And you can count it for Ben Weiland. 5 points so far. And it's a 5-0 lead for the Dons with 13:15 left to go in the first half. Or excuse me, 6-0. As I got a little early on that call as we have another whistle, and it appears to be a turnover for the Blackhawks. They have 5 so far. They're not doing themselves too many favors in trying to get onto the board here with turning the ball over so many times. Still a lot of game to be played yet as 13:05 to go. Ball's down low as that goes to Jack Kolbeck. As there is a stoppage of play, and that will be actually the first turnover for the Dons in the night. Inbounds from Tranel to Michaels. Some pressure there by Weiland of the Dons. Michaels gets the ball up on Drayson on the left side. Kick back to Beck. Three bomb on the way. Three bomb good as the Blackhawks get on the board. Three bomb by big number 12 for the, and that's Vinny Striegel. Vinny Striegel was that, big three. So that was another one that gave us some trouble last night as the number was not on the roster. It's a different number. So either way, we've got the first points there for the Blackhawks, and they trail 6-3 is Big Three Bomb on the way for the Dons. And that rims out by Weiland, pulled down by the Blackhawks. 12-12 to go. First half, Striegel with the ball, moves to his right. Back to Beck, he's really getting guarded tough by Konechny, one of their best defenders. Michaels gets the ball, cuts into the lane, stops, but pops up, jump shot, right about the free throw line, count it! And we've got a 6-5 ball game, and 30-second timeout called by the Blackhawks, and we'll take one with them. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low near 10 tonight. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, a high in the mid-20s. Temps warm a little further through the 20s as we look into early next week. Some chances for a brief flurry or snow shower later Tuesday into Wednesday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa.
Left to go in the first half as the Dons and the Blackhawks battle for the 40th annual Cranberry Classic Boys Division title. And we've got a good one so far. 6-5, Dons over the Blackhawks, up off the glass as there is, the basket's no good, but there's a foul on the plate as that will be whistled on, I believe, Eric Andreessen. And it is, as that will be a shooting foul for Cole Wallace, as he looks to extend the lead back for the Dons, as they, like I said, they host a 6-5 lead. Free throw up, nothing but net, count it, and they move that lead back to 7-5. Very slow, deliberate game so far. Not real flashy, not a lot of speed to it, which that just shows that the Dons and the Blackhawks are capable of two different styles of play, as last night's games for both of them were a little more up-tempo. Is that second one? A little to the left, bounces out, rebound Tranel and Port. They got a chance to tie it or take the lead, depending on if they make the basket, whether it's a two or a three, with Tranel standing just off the mid-court logo of the Royals. Big blue A as Tranel doing some fancy footwork and dribbling. Beck, again, guarded really, really, really tough by Konechny. He breaks to his left, goes into the lane, high off the glass, no good, rebound to the Dons, and we got a whistle, and that will go against Port Edwards. That will be a foul on Striegel. That's his first, Port's fourth, so they're accumulating some fouls. The Dons have yet to commit one. As we got 11 minutes left to go in this first half. Don's passing the ball around. Konechny thought about a three, thought better of it. Kicks the ball out to Wallace. Wallace moves to his right. Directing traffic. Konechny resets at the top of the key. Three bomb. Wallace on the way. Little to the right. Rebound. Don's kicks it back out. As there is a foul now up against Max Michaels. That's going to be his second. Threw a little bit of a shoulder in there inadvertently, but still, that'll be a foul nonetheless, and that's five, and that's Michael's second, personally. So now we've got a 7-5 lead for the Blackhawks. 10:45 left to go in this first half. Michaels limping a little bit, and in comes Aiden Domke for Port. Domke had a heck of a game last night, 7 points off the bench. Can't complain about that, so he's an adequate threat for the Blackhawks. Inbounds, Dons have it. Konechny, three bomb left side on the way. Short, ball's being batted around, and there's a whistle, and I think that is the first foul of the game for the Dons, and it is Jack Kolbeck over the back. There's his first foul, Dons' first foul. And we have the little change in possession as Port, they're on the attack, full court pressure, kind of a 2-3 being applied. Now they drop back out of that to a man as Tranel, he comes up the court, gets past half court, dribbling around, will pass on over to Beck, tries to get some separation. Striegel, right side. Pass over to Tranel, about the free throw line, pass back out. That was to Striegel, and he took a step before he dribbled. Can't do that as he gets the sixth turnover for the Blackhawks in this first half. And that's still a 7-5 lead for the Dons over the Blackhawks. About 10 minutes left to go in this first half. Slow, deliberate possessions, no rush. Both teams trying to still feel things out as Konechny passing around. Dons are playing the perimeter real well. Konechny pass up the top. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Resets the offense. Dons really having a hard time getting the ball low. Being patient, however, as you don't want to rush things. And there's a shot. Three bomb on the way. Three bomb good. As that is Carter Summers with his first points of the game. Again, he was the Dons' leading scorer last night with 10 points in a very balanced effort. So you have that going for them right now as they have a 10-5 Dons' lead with 9:15 to go in the first half. Blackhawks with possession as there is another whistle, and that's an offensive foul. And the fouls are really piling up for the Blackhawks as there's another turnover. I believe that one's going to be again on Eric Andreessen. No, it's not. That's Sam Martinson is actually his second. Andreessen just with the one. But six fouls now for Port. You know, there's going to be a bonus coming up soon for the Dons. And we still got half of the first half to go as we hit the midway point right now with the Dons leading 10-5. Konechny on the right side. Pass down low to Hilgeman. Hilgeman Wallace back out to Summer. Summer back to Wallace, down low. Hilgeman, ball's loose, and it just touches out of bounds before Colby Grundin can get to it. So there's your second turnover for the Dons. But no harm, no foul, so to speak, as it's still a 10-5 lead for the Dons. Tranel inbounds to Beck. Beck held scoreless so far. Konechny really, really, really doing a good job trying to slow down his offense. They kind of showed a 2-3 trap trying to pin Beck down there as they backed out of it, and they move right back into it when Tranel got across the timeline. They're thinking about it. They're dropping into a 2-3 zone trying to trap Tranel in the corner. Just a lot of passing back and forth. Beck to Michaels on the right side. Thought about going into the wing for Tranel. Kick back out to Beck, then back out to Tranel. 8:12 to go in the first half. 10-5 lead. Dons over the Blackhawks. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's very much appreciated by everybody. As we got a foul here, that's going to be the second on the Dons. That's Sam Dooms. That's his first foul. Dons second. Blackhawks retain possession. Inbounds. Tranel to Beck as he crosses into the backcourt. Pass up, breaks the timeline. Beck and Tranel really playing catch. Throw some Max Michaels in there. Pass is intercepted. Turnover at about just outside the three-point line. Dons back on the attack. Those mistakes are really proving costly for the Blackhawks as the Dons are having a lot of extra opportunities. 8 turnovers so far along the baseline. As the Dons pass, kick back out. Left wing, three-bomb on the way by Konechny, and it's good! 13-5, Dons leading 7.5 to go in the first half. Port's offense really being held in check. Grundin pulls back out, pass back out to Beck. Beck to Michaels on the left side. Beck with the ball, pass back to Tranel, trying to reset things. Port having a hard time breaking through. Michaels left wing on the way, count it! Three bomb by Michaels, and we've got a little bit closer score now, 13-8. Columbus, 7 minutes to go in the first half. Don still on the attack. As passing back around the three-point stripe. Thought about a three was Carter Summer, and he passed towards Konechny on the left side, and that was deflected and intercepted by Beck. So there we have a third turnover by the Dons, but as the Blackhawks get it back down the court, ball was passed back to the right side, and no one was home, so we've got a ninth turnover for the Blackhawks, and they are trailing 13-8. 6:28 left to go in this first half. As we move right on along, real quick, fast-paced first half of action to this point. Wallace picks up his dribble, passed over to the right side to Weiland. Back to Wallace, back to Weiland, back to Wallace. Over to Konechny on the left side. Double team attempt by the Blackhawks. Is quick passing all the way around. Long passes around the perimeter. Finally back down low to Summer. Summer gets down to about the baseline, kicks it back out. Bunch of passes, really quick touches by the Dons. Not afraid to throw it up either by any of these young men. They can really shoot the ball. And there's another one as there's a three-bound by Weiland, and it rattles out. Rebound by Beck. Blackhawks flip the script. Michaels, cross-court pass to Beck. Beck gets a Striegel in the corner. Striegel, three-bomb, caught it! And that's another three-bomb by Striegel. His second, and it's a 13-11 ball game. Dons with 5:30 to go. And as soon as I say that, Konechny, he hits a floater, and it's a 15-11 game, and it's a timeout for the Blackhawks. 32nd, we'll take one too. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's the Ladyboy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Ladyboy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
.518 left to go in this first half, and we've got a close one where the Dons are holding off the Blackhawks 15-11. Couple big threes for both sides, but real slow, deliberate style of play as we approach halftime as Port inbounds the ball. Tranel up to Beck as we got another whistle, and this one will be on Columbus Catholic. That foul, I believe, is on number 12, Ben Weiland. That'll be his first. The third for the Dons in this first half. Blackhawks have six, and we've got a stoppage of play here as Port will inbound. Port trailing 15-11 here, about 5 minutes left to go as an inbounds. Got batted around a little bit, and last touch by the Dons, so another inbound play for the Blackhawks. As we got 5:08 left here. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving just a day or two ago. And everybody having a good, safe, and happy deer season. That ends tomorrow before the muzzleloader season starts. And now we've got another whistle, and that's going to be offensive foul against the Blackhawks. I believe that's at Max Michaels. That will be his third. The frustration really showing on his face. So he's going to be sitting for a while. And in comes his substitution. And that will be Price Hansen. As he comes on in to the game, as we have a whistle here. This is my time on the official. So trying to figure out what that was. I don't know if ball was signaled ready for play yet. They started playing. So inbounds for the Dons, just under 5 minutes to go. 15-11 Dons trying to figure out what that just was. But either way, Dons on the attack yet again, and they get a big three-pointer again, Cole Wallace. And they move that lead to 18-11 with 4.5 to go. Kind of disjointed here, a couple whistles, not exactly sure what they all were about. And there's another throwaway for the Blackhawks, as they've got 11 turnovers here in this first half. And that's not exactly what you want to be seeing happen as we move to 4.5 minutes left in this first half. Another official discussion. Trying to get that established. As a little bit of discussion here. Still trying to figure out what that was about. But It's whistled, ready for play, inbounds. Here we go. Konechny with the ball. Steps across the timeline. Wallace passed down. That was passed to Sommer. Wallace back with it, directing traffic. Resetting the offense. Go dribbling back and forth. Now it's to Konechny. Back to Wallace. Wallace thought a three. Pulled it down. Stop. Spin around. Now looking for other locations to go with a cross-court pass. That was to Weiland. Back to Konechny. Weiland, three-bomb on the way. Count it! And that's another big three for the Dons as they balloon their lead to 10. 21-11. Dons, 4 minutes to go in this first half. Beck gets the ball up far side. Out to Andreessen. Kicks back out. Three-bomb on the way by Beck. A little long off the back iron. A rebound pulled down by Sommer. Dons starting to pick up the speed of play. 3:45 to go. 21-11. Dons lead. Ball gets down to the paint. And there is a whistle. Contact. That's going to be Dums. He's going to be fouled. And I believe he's going to the line for two. Or for 1-1, I should say. Is that's first foul against Josh Tranel of Port. About 3:47 left to go in this first half as we get some substitutions. In comes Aiden Domke and Sam Martinson. Out goes Andreessen and Striegel, I believe. Got a little screened out there. First one on the way. No good. Second one on the way. Missed the rim. And that was no good as well. So we play on. No change of score. 21-11. As we got 3.5 to go in this first half. Port on the attack. Tranel kick back out. Striegel just about the free throw line. Striegel gets it. And he moves the score to 21-13 with about 3:20 to go. Don speeding up the play. Wallace three on the way. Short. Rebound. Tranel. So Port taking a little bit of advantage of some missed shots here. They got to do a little bit more if they want to get back into the game here as there is a drive down to the basket and there's a whistle. Not going to be on the ground. And that is a foul against Dooms. So there's just four fouls against the Dons, so non-shooting foul. Beck trapped in the corner, kicks out to Martinson. Martinson back out to Tranel. Tranel, jab, step, back off, and he gets whistled for a carry. Another turnover for the Blackhawks, and the Dons take over possession. 21-13 lead for Columbus Catholic. 2:50 left to go before halftime. Inbounds pass, Konechny to Wallace. Wallace slowly walking up the court, past the mid-court logo. Lob pass down to the paint. Lob pass up. Good by Carter Sommer. He gets one off the glass, and that moves the lead back to 10. 23-13, Columbus 2.5 to go in this first half. Tranel handling the ball, works down along the baseline. He gets it rejected by Hilgeman. He gets his own rebound, however. Pass back out to Beck. Spin move, fall away, fadeaway jumper. Bounces off the back iron. Rebound, Dons. Wallace on the attack. Cuts through the defense. Kick out to Konechny. Back out to Wallace. Wallace to Weiland. Down low. Sommers. Now Hilgeman. Back off the glass. No good. Ball's bouncing around. Pulled down by Sommers. As that's back outside. Kicked inside. Back outside to Konechny. The Dons resetting the offense. Under 2 minutes to go in this first half. And there is a walk on that drive by the Dons. Weiland. So there's your fourth turnover of the first half as Tranel has to step off the court as he needs to catch a breather as we have 1:45 left to go in the first half. Dons leading 23-13. As we move right on along here, as Beck inbounds the ball. He's got it matched up against Konechny, and there's an attempt at a trap there just at midcourt. Beck breaks it as he gets through, goes right, goes left, cuts through the lane, up off the glass. Long, but there's a whistle. Shot does not fall, as we have a foul coming up on Carter Sommer, and that will send Beck to the line for two. That's first opportunity at the line for Beck, as he doesn't have a point yet. Leading scorer, 30 last night, broke over 1,000 career points last night, and nothing right until right now as he gets the first one to crawl over the front of the rim and through the cylinder. So he's got his first point of the night. Second shot up. Nothing but net. He's got his first 2 points, and we've got a 23-15 Dons lead here with 1.5 to go in the first half. Dons thought about it at a long range, pulled it back down. Now they got it stripped away. Fifth turnover for the Dons. Tranel stops, kicks it back over to the far side. Left side, three bomb on the way. That was by Domke, and that is no good. But the Blackhawks get the ball back. Domke to the rack. Hoop in the harm as he gets the attempt at the old-fashioned three-point play as he moves the Blackhawks a little closer into this. Foul coming up against Caleb Ilgeman. His first. Don sixth. Shot up. Oops, a little short. Rebound. Loose. Picked up by the Dons. 23-17 ball game. A little bit of a football score on the last night of the regular season, college football. Dons playing tough, and there's going to be a whistle. Foul against Grundon. His first. That'll be the ninth, I believe, for the Blackhawks, and it'll be a 1-1 for Konechny. He was the leading returning scorer from that state championship team for the Dons. He averaged about 5 points per game last year. Coach's son, Joe Konechny, very nice family. I've known Joe for years. He's just a class act, knows basketball, that's for sure. So it's always great to see him here at the Cranberry Classic. Of course, poor coach Justin Beck, he's another very good, upstanding citizen there in his own right. Been fortunate to know him and his family for a good number of years as well. Second one is up. First one was up. Good. Second one, just like it. And we've got a 25-17 ball game. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Beck with it. Moving to his right. Goes towards the right side. Bounce pass to Domke. Domke pass back out Striegel. Striegel thought three. Got the ball poked away. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Tranel resets. Just outside the logo half court. Moves right. Cuts left. Back off the glass. Got a little rejected on that as we keep moving along as the Dons rebound. Thought about a three was Wallace or Weiland. Then he steps in the three-point line, and that's a two. Weiland got two more. 27-17 ball game. 10 seconds to go. Port with one last chance. Tranel, he tried an underhanded scoop, and now Dons, 2 seconds and one. Konechny, midcourt jumper. Good! He beats the buzzer, and that will give the Dons a very commanding 30-17 lead here at the Horn, as we will be enjoying halftime here in just a few moments. So, got a little bit of math to do and figure out, as, boy, that was a heck of a way to end that first half, as Konechny beats the buzzer from midcourt, and we've got a 30-17 lead here at the championship game of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic. So just going to step out for a few moments, do some math, and play a song or two, and we'll be back here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI. A minute 20 remaining in halftime before we get the second half underway of this championship game at the 40th annual Cranberry Classic between the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons and the Port Orders Blackhawks. And things going the Dons' way as they hold a 30-17 lead, and that was really punctuated by a buzzer-beaten three-pointer by Matt Konechny, half court, and that really camped things out for the Dons. Dons in the first half, they're led by Konechny with 10, followed by Ben Weiland, who has 10 to his credit as well. Carter Summer netted 5, while Cole Wallace has 4, and Caleb Ilgeman with 1. Port Edwards on the other side of things. Vince Striegel, 8 points. He hit a pair of big threes, followed up by Max Michaels with five, Aiden Domke with two, and Brandon Beck with two. Again, I want to say thank you to all our sponsors making these games possible. If you want to get in on that and get some advertising in to bring even more games, be sure to stop in on Monday any day during business hours. Talk to Pam. She'll send you the right direction. Say hi to everyone down there, especially good old Seth running the show, running the business today. And because of Seth, just a request, anyone out there that was listening to the halftime music, got some Christmas cookies, bring them on down. I'm getting a little hungry, and that made it even worse. So make sure you get some milk with it, too. I'm kind of like Santa Claus, like cookies and milk. So come on down, watch the last half of this game. Maybe even get you on the air if you want. No, I don't know if I can do that, but we can at least watch some good basketball as we cap the Cranberry Classic here as we're just about underway as Port inbounds the ball, and here we go as we are underway. Again, Don's leading 30-17 over the Blackhawks. Tranel with the ball. He works up through the lane. He lets a floater, and it counts as he got his first points of the game right out of the half. So we got 32-19. Don's lead, 17-40 to go. Don's way at the far end of the court now as we've got a shot by Weiland, but then there's a foul underneath, so we've got a foul coming up. I believe that's on Andreessen. That should be his second, I believe, and it is. So non-shooting foul there for the Dons, and we're back underway, 17 and a half to go. 30-19, Don's lead over the Blackhawks. Don's moving the ball along the perimeter. Three-pointer by Konechny up. Rattles out. Rebound, Konechny. Kicks it back out the other far ways. Carter Summer with it. Carter Summer has it again up along the baseline, up off the glass. Not good by Caleb Hilgeman. And then it's grabbed by Andreessen. Port ball, 17 to go. As Port trying to mount a comeback here in the final 17 minutes of play. Again, drive in off the glass is Tranel, and there's a foul, and that will be putting Tranel to the line for two. I think that will be on 25, Sam Dooms. That's his third, so he's got to be a little careful here. One of the big men down low for the Dons. Tranel to the line for two. First one up. Good. So he's got his third point real quick here after not having a point in the first half. The Blackhawks playing towards me in this half of the game as I sit on the west end of the gymnasium up on the stage here at Assumption High School. And bend of the knees, a little short this time. Andreessen fighting for it. Rebound is corralled by the Dons, and they are back on the move. They're able to get the loose ball and up on the glass, going coast to coast. And there's a spin about four times around the cylinder. And you can count that as Hilgeman gets to his first basket of the game. Go 3 points. He made one from the foul line. As Port, they're back trying to figure out a 12-point disadvantage with 16:20 to go. Michaels three on the way, a little short. Rebound by Carter Summer. The Dons back moving way of things. Ball tipped out of bounds by Michaels, but it will still go to the Dons. 16:14 to go in regulation. And now we have a substitution. Andreessen goes out. Striegel in for the Blackhawks as they try to get positioned correctly out on the floor. The Blackhawks trying to cause a few turnovers here. Pass across the court. Weiland, three bomb on the way. No good. Rebound, Beck. Beck zipping down the court. Wait, he's got some good speed on him. See, pass back out to Tranel. Tranel dribble around through his legs. Has to kick back out. Striegel, three bomb on the way. A little long. Rebound, Michaels, as he pulls the ball back out. Striegel back with it. Back to Tranel. Resetting the offense. Michaels, right side, steps in. Thought about a three. Step, thought better of it. Pass back out across the way to Sam Martinson. Martinson back to Tranel. Port moving the ball around. Kind of a trap attempt here for the Black, for the Dons. Pass back in for Martinson, but it is picked by Summers as he goes coast to coast, lays it in for two, and now we have a 34-20 ball game in order in favor of the Dons as we have a foul running up real quick. Hilgeman, that will be his second. As we have an inbounds play here, Striegel for the Blackhawks. Port still losing 34-20, 15-15 to go. Striegel bounce back into Beck. Beck with the ball. Beck down low to Tranel as there's a little bit of hand contact by Wallace. That'll be his fall, his first one, as we will have another inbounds play coming our way for the Blackhawks. Substitution, Martinson out. Colby Grundin, he's in. 15:08 to go. Still no change in the score, 34-20. So the clock is in the favor of the Dons, but still plenty of time to go. So a little bit of a pause by the officials. Not sure what the situation was, but either way, now we play on. Beck to inbound. He lobs it back out to Striegel. Striegel over to Tranel on the right side. Back across to Beck. Beck thought about a three. Thought better of it. Pulled the ball down, and now they reset. Beck goes to his right. Gets around Summer. Pop. Jump. And it's sharp, but he's fouled on the play. So Summer will be getting a foul. And Beck, he's moving to the line for two. So that's the second one for Summer. Fourth so far in this second half for the Dons. So they got to be a little careful. They're about where the Blackhawks were in the first half, so Port's all right with that. Turnabout's fair play as the first free throw attempt hits the front of the rim and dribbles on over. So there's another point there for Beck. He's got three so far as he prepares for the second one, and it's up. Nothing but net. He's got his second one, so he's got 4 points, and we are now 34-22 Dons lead. 14:50 to go as the Dons, they look to continue their attack as there's a foul on the floor by Grundin as Summer was going to the rack. So Grundin, he's got a second foul, and that's just the second of the second half for the Blackhawks. Kind of disjointed stop, go, stop, go, stop, go so far to this part of the contest in the second half as there's a turnover. First one of the second half by the Dons. And Michaels, he gets the ball poked out from behind, but it stays away of the Blackhawks still. 14:37 to go in regulation. We could see some overtime if it means Port coming out on top for our Port fans here. Beck, he takes it along the baseline, goes hard off the glass, and he's whistle for a foul. Not against Beck, however, as it will be a foul on. Trying to double-check the third foul here against Summer. And that's five against the Dons. Not even 4 minutes in the second half. First free throw attempt for Beck. Up, count it. So he's now up to 5 points in this game. All coming from the free throw line. He has not been able to hit a shot from the floor yet, so that's a far cry from last night where he led all scorers at 30 points, really doing a lot of damage as he did five from three-point range. So you know he can really fire it up there, but so far uncontested shots from the free throw line as he makes the other one, and we're back down to a 10-point advantage for the Dons, 34-24 Dons, 14.5 to go as there's a whistle, and it will be a foul call on Port Edwards. That's going to be on Max Michaels. That's his fourth. So he's going to be hitting the bench for a while. Don't really want to lose him as he's a very talented ball player in his own right. Finished last night with 14 to be the second leading scorer on the team. As in comes Aiden Domke for the Blackhawks. Cross court pass. That's over to Wallace down low. To Hilgeman. Hilgeman kicks back out to Wallace. 14:07 to go. 34-24. Dons lead over the Blackhawks. Skip pass. Back out to Wallace. Three on the way. Short. Rebound, Port by Striegel, and we're back going towards us is Port Edwards. Tranel gets across the timeline. Tranel, some fancy footwork. Being guarded by Wallace as he goes through the lane. No look pass, nobody home, except for Ben Weiland as he gets the ball. Another turnover for the Blackhawks. Runner, teardrop, no fall as Don still passing the ball around. They still have possession, and it's knocked out of bounds by Tranel. And we are stoppage of play, 13 and a half to go. Still 10-point advantage for the Dons over the Blackhawks. Inbounds play coming up for the Dons. Ben Weiland coming up. Inbounds to Konechny. Weiland left side, three on the way, and it's long. Big rebound goes, and it's pulled down by the Dons. And now we've got another foul coming up. Lots of fouls coming up. That was a rebound by Mason Edwards. That was a Port Edwards foul, and that was up against Grundin, his third, the fourth for Port here in the second half. Still a 10-point lead for the Dons. Inbounds pass, three on the way by Weiland. That's not good. Pulled down by Mason Edwards. You can count it, and the foul. So the old school three-point play coming up for that opportunity as Josh Tranel, he gets whistled for his second foul, and we're back to square. Even 5-5 fouls as Port, they're starting to accumulate them just like the Don started early in the first or in the second half. But now we have Mason Edwards looking for the old three-point play as that's long. Rebound, however, goes to the Dons, pulled down by Hilgeman. Hilgeman back outside. Hilgeman to Weiland. Weiland up to Wallace to Konechny on the left side. Konechny pass over to Weiland. Caught by Konechny as a rebound up off the glass. Count it. And we've got the Dons still growing that lead. 38-34 Dons. 12:55 to go. As we have a whistle, and it's a blocking foul. This time, that's going against number one. That's Matt Konechny, his first of the game. 12:55 to go. 38-24 lead Dons over the Blackhawks. This is as quickly and fast-paced as that first half was. You don't really talk about that. As you know, you might just jinx the game. And, boy, has it been disjointed and slow-paced in the second half. So we'll see how this transpires the last little bit of it. With any luck for us Blackhawks fans, maybe pull a little bit of a rally as Tranel kicks the ball out to Michaels, who snuck in there. As long three, no good. Michaels gets his rebound, goes centers. Pass back out to Andres, and he thought about three, pulled it down, stop, kick back out to Beck. Beck moving around, free throw line, back out into three land. 12.5 to go. 14-point lead for the Dons, 38-24. Beck trying to get the offense situated. Man defense being implored here by the Dons. Andresen with it. Hands off to Tranel. Tranel thought three, but Wallace was right there, so he pulled it back down, looking for someplace to go, and now there's a turnover. 5 second count, and there's your turnover. So there is your turnover. It goes back to the Dons, and we have 12 minutes to go. I believe that's a 14-point lead by the Dons. Three bomb on the way by Weiland, and count it. That lead continues to grow for the Dons, and there will be a timeout called by Port, and we'll take one too. Full variety, Seth, and we'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Paper City Savings mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Left to go in the championship game of the boys' division, 40th annual Cranberry Classic at Assumption High School. And the Columbus Dons are starting to pull away from the Blackhawks, 41-24, as we just had a big three-pointer hit by Ben Weiland as Port looking for some answers here. Offense is sputtered, and here's a chance at it. Three-bomb on the way by Tranel. Rebound Andreessen, and there's a whistle. And that's going to be a foul. I believe that will be a reach-in foul against Konechny, and it is his second, seventh for the Dons. That should be the bonus here. It should be a 1-1, I believe. And it is. Andreessen going to line for a 1-1. Want to give a shout-out to the former athletic director at Port Edwards, John Edwards High School, Shane Steltenpool, the current principal now. So he was given a listen on a trip tonight and gave some positive feedback. He said, I definitely have the face for radio, so that's always appreciated. Good friend of mine. Glad to always hear from him as the current athletic director is here. Football coach, softball coach, Max Ayers. Good to see him. Sitting by one of his football coach assistants, Paul Lieb here. So good to see those gentlemen here. It's always good to see a lot of these coaches you get to know over the years and make friendships with. This ball is inbounded. Tranel to Andreessen. Back to Tranel through the glass. Rolls out. Rebound to Weiland. 11.5 to go. 41-24 lead for the Dons. Three bomb on the way. Konechny short. Rebound to Konechny. He gets his own board. Weiland back across the way to Wallace. Wallace rebound on the way. That's short, and it's pulled down by Mason Edwards, but there's a whistle. Foul underneath. That's going to be on Andreessen. That'll be his third. As we tick right on along, as we have 11:17 to go. And Mr. Steltenpool shot a text back saying that he really appreciated the shout-out. It's always good to talk to him, always good to visit with him, as I said. Good friend. He did an awesome job as athletic director, and Max Ayers doing a great job now, too. Just picked up right where Shane left off, and really no difference, to be honest with you, as I get to work with them both. And get to watch these Blackhawks play as there's a three bomb on the way. That one by Weil, and that's no good. But then it's put back up by Konechny. So you got a left side rebound layup, and that's Konechny with two more as it's a 43-24 ball game. 10:40 to go. Spin around jumper by Michael Short. Weiland with it as the Dons back on the attack. Wallace stops. Weaves through some defenders, and that will be a foul on Michaels, and that will be five. Michaels going to have to watch the rest of the game for the bench. He will finish with 5 points, as you can see the frustration, and he's just going to walk to the end of the bench and just kind of collect his thoughts. Not the night he wanted, understandably so. As we have a 1-1 for Wallace as he gets the first one to fall. His first points of the second half. Lead grows to 20, 44-24. And another one up, and that rattles out. Ball's loose, still loose. Someone's trying to come up with it, and it's Beck. So they get that second one. On that rebound, they got the first of two. Port ball down by 20 with 10 to go as we got another whistle. And that one will be on, I think it's 15. That'll be Jack Kolbeck. That's his second. And going to the line is Vince Striegel. That will be a 1-1 situation. Shot is up, a little long. Pulled down by Mason Edwards as the Dons back on the attack. Wallace gets past half court. Lob pass up to Edwards. They kicks it back out. Weiland back to Wallace outside Konechny. He stops. Ball's kind of tipped loose by Beck. Wallace gets it high off the glass, off the front of the rim. Rebound to Striegel. Port, they're going to have to start moving a little bit quicker here. They're about halfway through the second half, and there's an offensive foul, a push on Tranel, and that's a turnover. That's going to be the fourth in the second half, and that's a third foul on Tranel. So no, not a situation Port's really wanting to be in right now, as it's starting to slip out of control. Devlin Timler comes in for the Dons. Inbounds comes away of the Dons. Timler had it back outside of Summers. Summers off the right side. Kicks left side. Three. Bomb thought about by Wallace. Pulls it down. Spins around behind his back. Going through the paint. Ball's knocked around. And it was pulled back by the Blackhawks. That's second turnover of the second half for the Dons. Spin move by Tranel. Bounced the ball off his foot. And that's a turnover. Konechny racing down the court. Stops. Thought about three. Passed over to Edwards. The back to Konechny. Three bomb. On the way and count it. That will be his third of the game. And we've got a whistle. That's a timeout being called by the Blackhawks. And it's a foul. And we'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low near 10 tonight. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, a high in the mid-20s. Temps warm a little further through the 20s as we look into early next week. Some chances for a brief flurry or snow shower later Tuesday into Wednesday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa.
One left to go in this championship game of the Cranberry Classic, 40th annual variety, as things are looking good for the Dons fans out there, as Columbus Catholic 47-24 lead over Port Edwards. Well, things are getting a little out of control here as there's another turnover for the Blackhawks. They're six in the second half as they have 18 for the game. Konechny on the right side thought about going right to Edwards in the wing, then stops, picks it up to Wallace. Wallace up off the glass, air ball. Ball still loose, pulled down by Striegel. Striegel up ahead to Tranel. Tranel trying to get something going. Ball's poked out from behind. And that's another turnover, and that's pulled down by Carter Summer. Summer to Konechny in the wing. Three bomb on the way. That's a little short, pulled down by Domke. And Domke passes up to Beck. 47-24 score here. Striegel looks for somewhere to go with it, moves inside the paint, then moves back out, back cutting through the lane, stops. He gets stuffed. A big rejection there by Carter Summer, and the Dons back in business. Devlin Timler, he gets passed to in the right side wing, and he takes a step before the dribble, and there is a turnover as we get back to the Blackhawks here. Is 7:52 left to go. Again, happy belated Thanksgiving, everybody. And tomorrow's the last day of the rifle season here in Wisconsin. Hope all you hunters, if you didn't have luck, I hope you get the job done tomorrow. For those that had luck, congratulations. Always love hearing about those stories. It was fun bringing the countdown to the hunt this year, along with Seth, who's working the board tonight. We had a lot of fun talking with our guests and telling hunting stories. And there is another story to be told there, as there is another offensive foul by Josh Tranel, his fourth, another turnover. And the Dons, they can all but taste it now, as Timler will be inbounding to Konechny. Coach Beck is not happy, and that's understandably so, as those are some very slight pushes. But at the same time, hey, they're pushes nonetheless, so you got to call them if you're going to call them consistently. Wallace, three bomb, right side, count it! And this, I think, is going to be the Wayne Larrabee dagger, 50-24 with 7.5 to go. Don't want to count the boys in black and orange out, but that's a substantial, lead, and there was a whistle, and then there was a shoulder in the chest of Dumbs, but it is still a foul before that contact. A little bit of emotion there for Tranel, understandably so, frustration taking over, but foul is up on number three. It's Cole Wallace, just his second, as it's still a one-on-one situation. No shooting foul. Tranel. First one's up, and it crawls over, so you can count that, too. Second one up, spins out, and it's rebound by Striegel. So, a stolen possession there, and then the ball's stripped out of the hands of Beck, and there's another turnover, ninth of the half, and the Dons back in business. Summer three bomb rolls out. Striegel back with it on the rebound and passes up to Aiden Dumke as Port trying to spark something here. It's not over, but it's not looking good. Under 7 minutes to go. 50-25, doubling up the Blackhawks are the Dons. Beck goes to his left, kicks back out to Domke, who double dribbles, and that's another turnover. You've got 22 in the game for the Blackhawks, by my count. Far from official, of course. But things just not looking good for them tonight as we look ahead to some of our sports schedule. Of course, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 5 to 6, Playmakers on WFHR. James with myself on Wednesdays, and Seth usually on Fridays, and Randy Paul on Mondays. As the Dons get another opportunity, three bomb on the way. That's going to be a little long. That was shot by Kate Jensen. They get the board, and there's a foul underneath, and we'll see who that is on. That will be on Tranel. That should be another foul out. So his night is over with 4 points. So you lose Michaels, you lose Tranel. Now you're just got a lot of frustration. Not the night the Blackhawks wanted, that's for sure, as we have Carter Summer going to the line 4-2. He makes first one. Again, not sure about the schedule other than Playmakers, I do believe. The River Kings are home next week. We'll be bringing them right here on 105.5 WRI as they host the Minnesota Blue Ox on Friday and Saturday. Face-off, puck drop, 7 o'clock both nights. I'll be bringing the action. As the River Kings look to build hockey up and down the river, double-check the prep schedule. Let's see where Randy and I will be next. It's always an adventure with Randy and I as he enjoys a Thanksgiving weekend with his family as he loves spending time with them. As Port, three bomb on the way by Beck, a little short, rebound. Martinson kicks it back out. That's Striegel. Beck thought about another one. As Timler, he's right in his face, stops, picks up the dribble, kick back out to Domke. Domke, three on the way, short off the backboard and pulled down by Carter Summer as there's another turnover. Beck got right in there, stuck his paw in there and turns the ball over. As Domke, he gets fouled by Konechny as he raced up the sideline. And there is a foul, Konechny. That will be his third. And that will send Aiden Domke to the line for a 1-1. I believe that now both teams are in the double bonus, so both teams will be shooting two the rest of the way. Domke goes up to the line, couple dribbles, shot is up, and that's short. Bounces out as we get a little closer to the conclusion of this game. 5:41 to go, 52-25. Dons lead, second free throw up, and that's off the back iron, a little long. Pulled down by Jensen. Three bomb on the way by Konechny. Short. Rebound pulled down again by Domke as the Blackhawks move down the court. Beck yelling orders for where the offense should be setting up. Beck stops, gets out of a 2-3 trap there on the right outside the half court line, and now there's a timeout call by Coach Beck. 30-second variety. We'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
.518 left to go in this final game of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic. And it's pretty well in hand, I would say, by my estimation, as the Columbus Dons hold a 52-25 lead as we move closer to the final moments of this contest. And Blackhawks, looking ahead, they play Monday, actually, when they go to Amherst, cross-division game, and there's a turnover. And up the other way, quickly as Summers, he can't get it in there, but Konechny follows up and does, and we've got a 54-25 contest. Another game that was played today, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. They got their first hockey home game in against Marquette University High School, and it was a rough day. 5-1 winner for the Hilltoppers over the Red Raiders. Hopefully get to see the Red Raiders a few times this year as Striegel, trapped in the corner, tries to throw it out of there, and it's picked off by the Dons. And along the baseline go the Dons. Ball is tipped, and there's a whistle. It tends to be the trend of the night. Hilgeman going to be going to line for two as there is a foul being called on 23. That will be Eric Andresen. That is his fourth. And first one's up, and you can count it. This week, even more sports going on. As I know, Thursday, Wisconsin Rapids Wrestling, I believe they get their season started. I think they wrestle at Wausau East. I'd have to double-check the schedule, but I know they do start on the day of Thursday. Second free throw up, no good. Three bomb on the way from the corner. Three bomb on the way, and good by Carter Summer as he gets his three down the basket, and it's a 58-25 contest. 4 minutes to go as the Dons and Blackhawks, they can just kind of play this out. You know, they're not going to quit, however, and that's good that they don't quit, because what's the point of playing a game if they do? Is Beck on the right side, thought about a three, pulled it down, looking around for where to go for it. He's got trapped up there by the half-court line. Sam Martinson gets it. He's then passed back to Beck. Lob pass out to Striegel, back to Domke. Hayden Domke spins around, picks up the dribble, back to Striegel. Striegel to Domke. Striegel, three bomb, left side. Count it! Another three for Striegel as he's got three in the game as he has 12 points. It's just about the leading score for the Blackhawks. As the Dons, they're just trying to run down some clock here, 3:15 to go. And there's a foul underneath. That's not a foul, actually. He's traveled as there's another turnover for the Dons. Five turnovers in both halves. Five in the first half, five to this point in the second as we get some substitutions coming in and out as the Dons starting to call off the dogs and work it in their bench. 58-28 ball game. 30-point lead, 3 minutes left. I think you should feel pretty good. Port with the ball. Domke, Striegel, back to Domke, back to Striegel, and there's a whistle. A lot of them in the second half. It looks like it is on 22 for the Dons. That's Hilgeman. That will be his third. two on the way here for Andreessen. Andreessen, first one up, a little long off back iron as he smiles, laughs like, oh, what did I do? If you're not having fun, why play? Win or lose, if you're not having fun, why play? And then the second one is on its way. Big deep breath for Andreessen. Back off the back iron again. Both little strong both times. And it's a rebound for the Dons as they're, again, getting their bench in. There's a missed pass as we move right on along here. 2:40 to go with the contest. Striegel, Domke over across the way to Beck. A lot of substitutions in for the Dons. Try to get them in as I can. As big three on the way by Beck rims out. Rebound pulled down by Devlin Timler. Timler pass over across the way to Ray Becker. And then over across the way to Cade Jensen. Becker outside to Wolf. Timler back out to Becker. And there's a three on the way, and it is no good. That was by Cade Jensen, as there is a rebound and a foul. So foul coming up on Timler, and that moves Port back down the court for two, and that will be two coming to Vince Striegel. Striegel having a heck of a tournament, as Striegel had... Double check here. He didn't have any points last night, but he's having a heck of a game as he misses the first one, but he's still sitting there with 12 points. So you can't really look down your nose too much at that. He's having a heck of a night tonight. As the second one is up, you can count that one. So move to 13 points. Good job for the young man today. As... just under 2 minutes to go and another whistle. And this one will be sending Timler to the line, I believe. And that will be a foul on, just looking for that number. And that number is for, that's Isaac Domke. First one up. It's good. So he's got one more, 1:55 to go. And it's off the mark, and it's rebounded back to Timler. Thought about a three, kicked over to the side. That's a three on the way. Three on the way by Ezra Duda. And Ezra Duda gets his first points of the game to make this a 62-29 contest. 1:40 to go. Just kind of can run this one out. Poured in there now is Aiden Schumer along with Isaac Domke. Striegel, check another couple of these numbers here. Carter Duran. As Port working the ball around, 1:18 to go. The Blackhawks, they get to one day of rest, and then they're back at it Monday against Amherst, over in Amherst, Central Wisconsin Conference cross-division game. As there's a steal, Elijah Wolf, he comes up with it as we're under a minute left to go in this contest. Don's probably going to just kind of run things out here. Don't need to really rub it in, but you don't want to tell these kids to stop playing as they don't get a lot of time on the varsity court. Three on the way for the Dons. It's going to be long, pulled down by Isaac Domke. 40 seconds to go, 62-29 game for the Dons as they look to win their fifth consecutive Cranberry Classic title in the boys' division. Duran stops, kicks back out. Striegel, three on the way. Count it! Striegel does not stop playing. He's got another three on the night. 62-32, 16 seconds to go, and now the Dons will just kind of let up, and this will be your ball game with a 32 points for the Blackhawks, 62 for the Dons, and there you have it. There is your ball game. So what we're going to do here is we're just going to step out for a moment or two And when we do that, we'll be back with the final numbers here from Assumption High School at the conclusion of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic, where the Columbus Dons prevailed over the Blackhawks of Port Edwards by final score of 62-32. So again, we'll be back here in a few moments here to wrap things up here on 105.5 WIRI.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wasn't the ending to the tournament that the Port Edwards Blackhawks wanted, but it was the ending that they were handed by the Columbus Catholic Dons, as Columbus Catholic pulled off the 62-32 victory here to wrap up the 40th annual Cranberry Classic here at Assumption High School. Game really, really deliberate, slow, well, not slow moving the first half, fast moving, as the Dons, they started to stretch a lead. In the end of that first half, they took a 30-17 lead into the locker room, highlighted by a buzzer-beaten half-court three by Matt Konechny. Be honest with you, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. As after that, man, that just seemed to really kind of deflate the Blackhawks, and things got a little out of control. The Blackhawks were outscored 32-15 in the second half, as they really didn't have much of an answer for the inside size of the Dons or for the perimeter shooting, as well as both teams did get in foul trouble down the stretch, but didn't really matter either way, as the game was pretty well in hand and decided by that point. Looking up the scoring ledger, numbers pretty close. I did the best I could with a lot of substitutions, a lot of new bases in there, so did the best I could with it. As by my count, Matt Konechny 19, Cole Wallace 7, Ben Weiland 13, Caleb Hilgeman 4, followed up by Carter Summerth 12, Mason Edwards 2, Devin Timler 1, and the final one, Ezra Duda. He had 3. Flipping up to the other side here, Port Edwards. They were anchored on the night by Vince Striegel. Oh, boy, he had a night. 16 points, leading scorer, connected on 4 three-pointers in the game. Tip of the cap to that young man. He really showed he's kind of the sixth man and maybe might work into that starting rotation as the season goes along. So he's definitely a shooter. Then after that, we will have Brandon Beck. 6 points after 30 points last night. He got 6, all coming from the three-throw line, as he was unsuccessful from the floor tonight. Max Michaels, he fouled out. He had 5. Josh Tranel, he fouled out as well with 4. And then Aiden Domke, 2, to wrap up the scoring for the Blackhawks in this, again, 62-32 defeat to the Columbus Dons. So, again, everybody, looked ahead to the schedule, and we'll figure out what the high school schedule is this week. But I know for sure Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 5 to 6 on WFHR, AM 1320 or 97.5 on your radio dials. It will be from 5 to 6 on Monday. James doing a great job as always. I believe Randy usually shows up on Mondays, and I'll be there on a Wednesday. And then Seth usually partakes in his Fridays there. And I'll even give a call in as we highlight the weekend that we will have here on 105.5 WIRI as we host the River Kings. They've got a home weekend. They've got back-to-back weekends here as we will be having the Minnesota Blue Ox Friday and Saturday. Puck drop, 7 p.m. both nights. And you can catch the action here on 105.5 WIRI. I will be bringing the action. But we'll worry about that when that happens. As this is about the end of the road tonight, as, again, the Blackhawks were handed a 62-32 loss by the Columbus Dons. So, for Seth back at the studio, for all of our sponsors near and far, appreciate every one of you and all of our listeners. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And, of course, for the two games last night we had, as we will be returning to regularly scheduled broadcasting music here on the wonderful station, 105.5 WRI. So, again, my name's Mike Comer. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe, and we'll see you next time here on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.